evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Well, the fake and rigged 2022 midterms have come and gone. But some determined patriots are still battling to correct the calamity that happened in 2020. Here it is, if you don't remember.
The whole number of electors appointed to vote for President of the United States is 538. Within that whole number, a majority is 270. The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Joseph R. Biden, Jr., of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes. The purpose of the joint session having concluded, pursuant to Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, 117th Congress, the chair declares the joint session dissolved.
Put your mask on, Mike. Put your mask on, Mike. There it is. You know, every time I watch that, I just get absolutely sick to my stomach. And so do millions of you. Well, now one man is hoping to take his novel strategy before the Supreme Court. Lloyd Brunson's strategy works this way. After the 2020 election, hundreds of citizens and elected lawmakers stepped forward with evidence of misconduct and malfeasance and criminal behavior during that election. Well, Brunson's argument is that Congress was constitutionally required to investigate this evidence due to their oaths of office, in which every member swears to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, when Mike Pence did what you just saw, and hundreds of members of Congress voted to certify the 2020 result instead of investigating evidence of fraud, they failed to uphold their oaths of office. Brunson argues that these lawmakers should be subject to investigation for treason or other offenses stemming from this failure. He also argues that all lawmakers who approved the 2020 results should be immediately removed from office and barred from running again for the rest of their lives. This case is actually in front of the Supreme Court at this very moment. They haven't yet agreed to hear the case in oral arguments, but only 4 out of 9 justices need to vote to hear the case for that to happen. So if Lloyd's gambit succeeds, then he won't just unseat hundreds of members of Congress, but he would also throw out the corrupted results of both the 2020 and the 2022 elections. A worthy objective, to be sure. Lloyd Brunson joins us now, sir. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, of course. So what we just heard there from Mike Pence, you're saying, and we agree, just to note that, that was an act of treason.
It absolutely was. And it's not just me. I have 3 other brothers, the Brunson brothers. And 2 of the brothers work with me. We actually initiated 2 federal lawsuits because we wanted to get to the U.S. Supreme Court. And we knew that if we did 2 instead of 1, that would increase the chances. And it's a good thing because the first one, that where I'm the plaintiff, is still stuck in federal court. But the second one that my genius brother said, I want to do one too, it's his that has made it to the docket and now scheduled for hearing on January 6th.
On January 6th,
scheduled for conference, which to me is like a hearing. I think they should call the hearing the trial and this conference the hearing, because they study it and they get together by themselves, no one else in the room, 9 justices, and they discuss this and they vote. And if, like you said, 9 votes, if 4 of them are for moving it forward, it moves forward. And it's so wonderful that they pick such a great day to have this conference January 6th.
Absolutely.
It's like the new Independence Day. That's what I'm telling people.
So these lawmakers, you say, should be subject to investigation for treason or other offenses stemming from the failure. Specifically, what are these other offenses stemming from the failure that your brother's lawsuit will highlight? And is this the lawsuit that would, in fact, unseat hundreds of members of Congress?
Oh, not only would it unseat 385 members of Congress and a sitting president and vice president, but it would also bar them from holding public office the rest of their lives within the United States. And then there would be a DOJ referral for criminal investigation.
Wow. Incredible. So why has the Supreme Court rejected the majority of cases brought to contest the fraudulent 2020 stolen election? And what was it about your brother's lawsuit that has it this far along on the docket?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. One is the timing wasn't right. Okay, we know that 3 of the justices out of the 6 conservative justices voted in favor of those electoral vote related lawsuits, or the voting lawsuits. And but also the timing is so perfect because all of the justices, look what they did with Roe versus Wade. So the 3 justices that could have voted in favor of the previous lawsuits They were Trump appointees, so they should have done that. But now that the pressure is on, the heat is on, now we feel like the time is ripe for them to do the right thing and move this forward.
Well, you saw after Roe v. Wade's decision was made, you saw the rioting and the threats of death, assassination threats. They were going to kill these people. They were going to drag them out in the streets. If they could have, they would have, and they would have killed Supreme Court justices of the United States of America. What is this lawsuit going to do? What kind of reaction do you anticipate from the out-of-control COVIDian terrorists on the left?
Well, what I'd like to do is characterize a little better the Supreme Court, what happened. We were stuck with this case, the Rollin J. Brunson case. We were stuck in the circuit court, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver. And because we were stuck there, at the get-go, we knew that they were going to, you know, that the U.S. attorneys were going to get the courts to dismiss this. But so right at the get-go, we knew that we needed to get it to the Supreme Court as quickly as possible. So we were happy with decisions. We knew that they were going to dismiss, but we wanted to just wanted them to do it quickly. But so we get stuck in the 10th Circuit and nothing's happening. We feel like we're going to be stuck forever here. So I'll just make it short. We miraculously petitioned the Supreme Court to allow us to file a petition under Rule 11 of the Supreme Court, which means they have to characterize it as a national emergency to allow us to move forward without the circuit court decision. We sent it off to them and they actually called us on the phone, the clerk's office. Now the clerk is not just a justice clerk. The clerk was for 11 years the Supreme Court's attorney, Scott Sessions Harris. And so his office case analyst called us and said that they had agreed to accept this case as a national emergency under Rule 11 and to proceed forward. And they asked us also to insert documents into the petition that aren't required. And then they asked us how soon they could get it and encouraged us to get it to them as quickly as possible. So I don't want to take up too much time, but then the 10th Circuit made a decision before we got it to them. So we called the court and said, they've made a decision. We don't need Rule 11. Should we just leave that stuff in there? And they said, no, take that out, but be sure and put what we asked you to put in there. And how soon can you get it to us? And my brother says, well, about a couple of weeks. And the analyst says, are you sure you can't get it to us sooner than that? And he says, well, we'll try to get it to you sooner. And she says, okay, please get it to us as soon as you can. And so instead of 2 weeks, we had it to him in a week. And so now it's on the docket. And just yesterday morning, we saw that it was docketed for the conference where the nine justices get together by themselves, no one else, where they are going to take a vote of nine. And if four vote move forward, it moves forward. And I just want to remind people that this is not about the outcome of the election. It has nothing to do with politics. There are defendants, respondents in this case that are both parties. So it's not a political thing. It's about a national security breach and securing our most important election.
Which is every one of them. It's this program's position that at least since JFK was shot, presumably by our own government, that we haven't had a real election in this country, that we've had selections and installations, that the vote has been disenfranchised for a very long time, but that it took these obvious sets of circumstances for us to go, whoa, 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 wait a minute here. You're talking about one of the most prolific people ever to walk the face of the earth, with the exception of Jesus Christ. I think Donald Trump is probably the most famous person to ever be on planet Earth. We saw what his rallies looked like leading up to this. We saw the amount of enthusiasm behind Donald Trump. We saw then in comparison to that, on the other side, Joe Biden rallies, if that's what you wanted to call them, where there were 13 circles painted on the ground, like they were trying to summons the mothership. The people that were there all worked for the campaign or for the press. He stayed in his basement. He didn't campaign. And then somehow garnered more votes than even Barack Hussein Obama, the first black president to ever be installed. So we see that this is a systemic problem with our elections. That's why I referred at the top of the show to the fake 2022 midterms. They're rigged. We believe that they're all rigged. Don't want a black pill here. So instead, the white pill. What would this lawsuit do for future elections? Would this set a precedent for the way that elections are conducted? Or would that be something separate to where, okay, we found now that this is fraudulent. We're going to unseat these people. Criminal referrals will be forthwith. And then people are going to have to figure out, what are you going to do to run elections in the future? How does that work?
Oh, in a much bigger way than what you just said. This would actually strip all of our representatives and politicians right down to the local level. It would strip their immunity. Article 6 of the Constitution requires a binding oath for all officials right down to the local level. If they have immunity, which they've given themselves, I think it's U.S. Code Title 28, and there are immunities in states and local governments. If this moves forward, it would completely strip their immunity. So it would allow us to have honest elections because, well, Amy Coney Barrett was asked, what are the five protections in the First Amendment? She couldn't remember this one, petition for redress of grievances. And so I think this is like the Achilles heel, where we would be able to hold our representatives' feet to the fire. Right now, we only think we can vote, and that's how, you know, vote them out of office. And that's not the way the Constitution was written and intended to be. We're supposed to be able to hold their feet to the office with lawsuits, and they should be liable for breaking their oath and committing crimes when they're in office.
Good friend of this program, who was a Senate candidate for the fake midterms, Bobby Payton actually sent us legislation coming out of Illinois that would make it a criminal offense to work on election integrity. That's the way that the state of Illinois wants to move forward, which would set a precedent for the rest of the states. Also, a criminal offense to investigate or work on election integrity. So the question here that I have is, if that state is moving to do that, and this lawsuit is before the court now, what legal grounds, what justification could the high court actually have to say, no, we don't want to hear this case? Is there anything? Are there any loopholes? Are there any weaknesses in this lawsuit at all?
No, absolutely not, because it's not political. It's about the oath of office and the strength of the Constitution.
I don't think election integrity or working on election integrity is a political issue either. I think that this is just something that's afforded by our Constitution.
Absolutely. And the person you just talked about could be liable after this lawsuit for prosecution, civil and criminal prosecution. So
the person that's presenting the legislation that would make it criminal to investigate. Okay,
exactly.
I just want to be clear here.
That's trying to push back against investigations. So the nine justices have taken two oaths to the Constitution, They take a judicial oath, which includes the Constitution, and they also take a constitutional oath. It is going to be so obvious to them, and I think that's why they're excited to get it, at least the clerk's office. It's going to be so obvious to them that this is about keeping their oath of office, both of their oaths, that I don't see any possible way that they could not move forward with a 9-0 vote on this. And they could, this is for all people, regardless of party. If you want, anyone that wants an honest election is going to be in favor of this.
Yeah.
So I'm telling people, January 6th is the new Independence Day, and celebrate every day between now and then, like it's the 4th of July, to raise a positive uniting awareness, a celebration that something's coming that could benefit everyone, regardless of party.
Lloyd Brunson, we appreciate it. And thanks to your brother as well. Make sure that you pass that on for us. And we appreciate you being here. I mean, this is something that the whole country has to be concerned with. This isn't about politics, as Loy pointed out, as we have said on this program before. These people have found a successful formula to disenfranchise the vote and install people who are supposedly representatives of you. This is why when you look around, you see people still enforcing mask mandates. That's why you see people like the supposed Republican governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, who would have furthered COVID restrictions and draconian lockdowns had it not been for the legislature there stopping her. These people are drunk on power, and they get it from inside of the establishment that we have created through complacency and apathy and non-action. Contact the high court. Make sure that they know that you want to see this Brunson lawsuit move forward.
Gifted life, I'm here now. I can't control what, but I'll resolve how. Captain of my ship, when the wind's no show, I can't control the wind, so hands and kick and roll.
Dr. Judy Mikovits will be here today. There are people like Tim Pool on the internet now saying that the white fibrous clots that are being found by hundreds of embalmers, that are being confirmed by qualified doctors and pathologists like Dr. Ryan Cole, actually come from COVID-19. Dr. Judy Mikovits says that she 100% has the proof that these white fibrous clots come from nothing other than the shots. By the way, to support that Brunson lawsuit, please go to 7discoveries.com, the number 7discoveries.com. If you have $1 to give, just $1, this lawsuit, they need the legal support. Go to 7discoveries.com. Again, 7discoveries, the number 7discoveries.com, and support that Brunson lawsuit that is before the Supreme Court right now. This could right the ship. This could change it. This has gotten further than any other lawsuit questioning the 2020 election results that we know were absolutely 100% stolen and fraudulent. I want to talk to you about my good friends over at Gold Co. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Secure your financial future. Do not be subject to be victim of the great financial reset when the electronic banking system is reset and everybody goes back to zero. Your checking accounts, your savings accounts are all at imminent threat right now. Your retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Plus, if you mention the Stu Peters Show, you get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account when you call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
The centerpiece of our Died Suddenly documentary is the clots. The COVID shots caused them, and we believe they're causing people to die of them in huge numbers. According to Karen Kingston, these clots are not even true clots at all because they aren't natural biological entities. Karen argues that these are artificial in nature. She tells us that they're biosynthetic structures made out of lipid nanoparticles that are ingredients in the shots themselves. To explain all of this in more detail, Karen Kingston joins us now. Karen, thank you so much for being here. So can you expand on that, please?
Absolutely, I can. So these are not explained by anything that's been seen by the medical community in the history of humanity. And there's evidence in the patents that explain what these are. They're biosynthetic structures from the lipid nanoparticle technology. And I'm very disappointed in these hit pieces on Died Suddenly saying that these are normal blood clots that form after death. They absolutely are not. And tell that to the 16-year-old boy in Ohio who was a high school football player going on to college who can no longer play football because of the blood clots, because they're not blood clots. They are biosynthetic structures that are made by an advanced technology called the polyethylene glycol lipid nanoparticle technology. And it's in the patent. So let's debunk any idea that these are a naturally occurring phenomena or that they occur after people die. The truth is they are causing people to die. And Died Suddenly is just the tip of the iceberg of the people that this technology is affecting. So let's go to the patents. So if you go to the master patent, which I've referred to before for the lipid nanoparticles on Moderna's website, and it's called the polynucleotide peptides for the production of synthetic proteins, it states right there that the lipid nanoparticles include a cationic lipid, which is a positively charged liposome, which mimics cholesterol, a neutral lipid, which is a phospholipid, a synthetic cholesterol, and a pegylated lipid. Well, these ingredients match up to the ingredients for Pfizer and for Moderna. So this isn't pie in the sky. This isn't, I'm just reading patents. It matches up to the package insert and the labeling. And it states right in the patent that these polyethylene glycol lipid nanoparticles contain hydrogel. And hydrogel is a smart technology. That means it's an artificial intelligent technology. And one of the hydrogels is called inverse opal hydrogel. What does that mean? Well, if you take a look at that patent inside the Moderna master patent, they are used for specifically, and I want to read this verbatim, they are used for the polymer scaffold for cell-based tissue engineering. So the patent on Moderna's website for all the mRNA vaccines says there's pegylated lipid nanoparticles that contain hydrogel. The ingredients for the mRNA vaccines for Pfizer and Moderna say they contain pegylated lipids. And they need to use the hydrogel then to then produce these materials. And as you go through and look at what opal hydrogel is. Again, it's used to create biosynthetic structures using intelligent, smart hydrogel. And I think I've reviewed this before on your show as well. There is a book that's entitled Magnetic Smart Hydrogel. And it specifically states that it is a living material that is using, produces tissues and cellulite structures through biosynthesis. So it uses your body's own elements to produce these structures. And the structures are what they call biomimicry. They mimic structures of biology. So they mimic cells, they mimic tissues, they can mimic blood vessels. And hydrogel has been used specifically in ophthalmology to grow microcapillaries for retinal disease. So it is well established in the biotech industry, combining artificial intelligence with pegylated lipid nanoparticles, which are in all the vaccines, right, to then use the body through artificial intelligence and a CRISPR-Cas9 technology to then produce the hydrogel. And so this is to produce these biosynthetic structures, you know, which are coming from the hydrogel. And anyone that's saying, well, all she does is read patents, I want to let everyone know that everyone knows who Klaus Schwab is and Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer. They had a discussion at the World Economic Forum, and Klaus Schwab asked Bourla, how important is intellectual property? The intellectual property, by the way, are the patents that I read. And the CEO of Pfizer's response was, they are the holy grail to the new world we're about to engage on. So don't tell me these patents are not important.
I'd like to challenge anybody to come forward and debate, Karen, as to what these clots are and what the technology is behind them. Would you accept that challenge, by the way?
I absolutely will. I just told you a fraction of the information I have.
I know. I know you did. I talked to you offline. Full disclosure, Karen's a friend of mine. We talk about a lot of this, and I think I'm right. This is about depopulation. It's being done intentionally. It's been in the making for a long time. And the patents that Karen relentlessly brings here, constantly bringing receipts, is proof of that. Karen Kingston, thank you so much. More of The Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. So you might have heard about this next story. Not likely, because we have a criminal propagandist media that constantly feeds you lies, propaganda, and BS. But the Chinese Communist Party is now facing its worst protest crisis since Tiananmen Square more than 30 years ago. The cause? China's suicidal zero COVID policies. In most of the world, lockdowns have mercifully ended. In most of America, we are told daily life is 100% back to normal. You know, other than seeing neurotic people in the street still wearing 10 or 12 masks. Other than countless young and healthy people dying suddenly, dropping dead after getting shot up with the Pfizer and Moderna heart attack shots. But in China, nothing is back to normal. Every time even a handful of COVID cases pop up, entire cities go into crushing lockdowns. The authorities are literally welding doors shut to keep people trapped in their apartments for days, even weeks at a time. Other people find themselves barred from even going home, and they end up stuck on the streets. We're not making this up. There are videos pouring out all over the place of ad hoc tent cities created by people not allowed into their own homes. It's total COVID tyranny. Like March 2020 just never ended and will instead just go on forever. But finally, even under the threat of being gunned down by the Communist Party, those people are getting fed up. In the city of Urumqi, a fire in a high-rise killed at least 10 people. It was horrific. Video footage published on Chinese social media shows that firefighters might have actually been able to save those people, but were hindered by China's lockdown methods from effectively getting into the building to conduct that rescue. The doors were welded shut. People are furious. There's protests all across China. And now the protesters are demanding that Xi Jinping leave power. Thousands of people are marching while carrying these blank sheets of paper to protest against the lack of free speech in China. These people should be an inspiration to all of us. China doesn't even have a fig leaf version of the First Amendment. No, in China, there is no free speech. The government can literally arrest you for anything that you say. They can make you disappear for years or the rest of your life. They can execute you and maybe sell your organs to billionaires just for good measure. China is a true totalitarian state capable of anything. But still, people there are out in the streets demanding liberty. And they actually might be succeeding, at least partially. Chinese state media is now announcing a new stage and mission for their COVID policies. It's unclear what that actually means because that's how Chinese propaganda works, but it's almost certainly the government paving the way to scale back its lockdowns while just lying and saying it has nothing to do with these protests. There's other clear signs the Chinese Communist government is worried. They've unleashed bots onto Twitter to spam pornography and other explicit content in order to drown out any posts about protests in these major cities. Search Beijing in Chinese on that website. You'll just get escorts and gambling ads instead of people in the streets. It's remarkable. Edward Zoll is a Stu Peters Show investigative reporter who's been looking deeper into this, and he joins us now. Edward?
Well, Stu, this is a challenge against Chinese control for the next decade. If China is not able to enact this tyranny, this new wave of it, because they did a very, very comprehensive version of this about a year ago. They were spraying some people say were pesticides, cleaning products. They were literally gassing their people as they were locking them into high-rises, locking them into buildings. This new version of it is past even a totalitarian nightmare. What they are doing, Stu, is they are trying to not only strip away the technology that they've given to their people, they want to try and empower a middle class there. So everyone has a cell phone. They have connection to their version of Facebook, Weibo. And the thing with it is, they want to take away all those cell phones, those computers, the internet access that is pivotal for Chinese people to even stay in communication. And they want to try to now, in this sense, bully people into silence that have had just a little bit of a voice. Their voice right now, Stu, is they're never, ever, ever going into another lockdown. They're not going to sacrifice their children for Xi Jinping. And the thing that caught my attention, Stu, more than anything, was that China's had to admit that their factory economic production is impacted. China's a lot of things, Stu. And the reason why a lot of countries have put up with China's totalitarianism, it's not just this year, last year, it's been totalitarian for at least 40 years, okay? At least publicly. We look at Tiananmen Square back in the 1980s. The premise of China is that they can produce goods, be oppressive to their people, they have a legalized form of slavery, and then all the countries around them, they get to benefit from cheap labor, cheap products. Well, the problem is China is now having to admit they cannot produce the goods, the iPhones, for example, at the price that Apple and Tim Cook want. This is going to impact them. It's going to impact us. I'm watching the protests, Stu, and I'm cheering. I'm cheering because I think for the first time, there is a chance that Christians can take over that country. There's about 250 million of them there, Stu, and I pray for them to become the ruling body.
China admitting the lack of production due to these COVID restrictions and lockdowns is akin to the DOD in the wake of Died Suddenly admitting that they're murderous vaccine mandates for our military is unjust. And we think that that's going away either today or tomorrow as a result of the pressure created by that film. As far as China is concerned, a couple of other stories underlying are actually probably the biggest stories. Number one, this points out how weak we are as Americans. Honestly, I just got to be candid. It does. These people are under the threat of execution, hard labor camps, being disappeared by a regime. Zero free speech exists there, and yet these people are speaking out. What does that say about us? We allowed a 2020 election to be completely stolen right in front of our eyes. We allowed the same lockdowns and the same vaccine mandates as China, communist China, and we allowed it. We complacently and with apathy just allowed all of this to happen here. What does that say about us? And then the other big story coming out of this, the White House has refused to pick sides because the White House would prefer that exactly with the conditions in China that are happening there with the lockdowns and the welded shut doors and people burning to death would actually be happening here in the United States. And they would absolutely do it if they could.
Stu, we did pick a side. He's the big guy. The current president is the big guy. By not picking a side, we have picked a side. We sit here and decry the war crimes in Ukraine, right? We've, from one end, we've used this as a pivoting point to say the Russians are basically the new Hitler Third Reich. The Chinese are doing all the horrors that they've been crying about the Russians doing in Ukraine. But we don't say anything because we're financially benefiting. Also, they want that same system here. These camps, Stu, are worse than concentration camps. They are literally death pods. They are locking people into cubicles, and they even have a machine now. The Chinese have popularized. They can put people into a machine. They can hook them up like something out of the Matrix. What the Chinese want and what they have right now is the same system that can be deployed globally to suppress Christians everywhere and for all time. The Chinese, however, are getting major pushback for the first time since Tiananmen Square. Honestly, the Tiananmen Square incident, Stu, required the military to be sent out. The Chinese have to send the military out now. They have to, and they will. I don't know if they're going to be able to suppress the people's will. And in that country, they don't have weapons. What message is that to us here? If the Chinese can pull this off, we can also resist tyranny here.
So on January 6th of 2021, several people were, you know, taken into custody without due process, were locked up, their rights, their families violated, completely taken away from them. Without due process, they still sit in a DC gulag. They're basically in a concentration camp of their own, being subjected to repeated rape and other horrific environmental, you know, introductions to their daily life. These people scared the rest of the country into apathy. I'm trying to be careful with my words here for obvious reasons, because we see where this is going here. We see people being subverted and completely neutered, castrated, and pacified so that they don't do anything. How do you see this ending in China? What do you think is going to happen in China?
Well, I think that the Chinese government is going to get far worse. I think they will start shooting protesters. They will start cutting food and power off. It's the winter there too. So the same way that Europe is facing a dark winter due to the various games and gambits that have been played with the energy supplies, Nord Stream 2 false flag terrorist attack, for example, China's going to do the same thing to their people. Additionally, they will ask the globalist allies to send troops, send help. China can't lose control, and they have lost control. Because we're seeing it, Stu, that's examples that they've lost control. It's either that, or that is a psyop, that the things we're seeing were being crafted to see, they're meant to see. But let's go the direction that it's real, because I think that is true. China is losing right now. And China, we could see, Stu, it's not insane. We could see in the month of December, the government of China fall if they don't crack down and break the back of the protesters.
We might actually see U.S. boots on the ground in China defending a communist regime. Let that sink in. Edward Saul, thank you so much for looking into this. We really appreciate it. I mean, these China people, these people in China, these Chinamen that are out there doing this and protesting against an oppressive government that has weapons and they don't, that has no free speech and we do, that has no like real justice system there that even remotely resembles this one, and yet they are still there in the face of death. Why? Because Edward suggested, hey, we don't really know how this ends. We don't know exactly what's going to take place there. We don't know if these people are just going to stop. But why would they stop? What do they have to lose? Death? Life? I mean, that's what's on the line here. But if they just back down, they go back to worse conditions. You might as well have died. And that's the exact same situation that we're in here in the United States. And we have a shell, at least the illusion of some sort of due process and some sort of a representative government and some sort of a law enforcement body that is supposed to uphold the Constitution and protect your inherent, inalienable, God-given rights. And yet here we sit on our asses doing absolutely nothing about it. We should look up to these Chinese people that are in the streets. We should follow their lead, and we should be doing the exact same thing right here.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
We do not want you to die early, which means that we want you to be able to effectively combat stress and anxiety and low mood and sleepless nights, because all of those things lead to an early grave. So you might be like 75% of the rest of America who has no idea that they're dealing with a magnesium deficiency, which directly leads to all of these things. Magnesium, the miracle mineral inside of your body, so vital and critical and important to your body's overall functionality. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters to do the research yourself. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium that will effectively help you to combat stress and anxiety, low mood, depression, sleepless nights, and an early grave. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Well, died suddenly has been seen by too many people now for the deep state media to just ignore it. It's too late to censor it. So now instead, they're just lashing out with hit pieces. One of those hit pieces is from the website MedPage Today, whatever that is. It complains that science is not done on Rumble. That's funny, because journalism certainly isn't done at MedPage Today. Anyway, the website claims that our documentary focuses on two topics: the strange white fibrous clots found by embalmers, and then a sudden and otherwise inexplicable surge in various types of cancer. This proves that they didn't actually, you know, watch the film. Because if they had, they would know that the film actually doesn't talk much about cancer rates. We do talk about the clots a lot, but we also talk about other things, in particular, miscarriages and the massive amounts of bodily inflammation caused by these heart attack shots. They don't have a response on these topics, so they just ignore them completely. But hey, we're actually not averse to talking about cancer rates too. Before just about anyone else, Dr. Judy Mikovits was warning that COVID-19 was not a normal virus and not a normal pandemic. She was one of the first people to warn that COVID-19 could be intentional and that it could be linked to some kind of global depopulation agenda. And Dr. Judy Mikovits has also been particularly focused on what she says is a surge of cancer cases stemming from the shots. Dr. Mikovits joins us now. Judy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
It's nice to be here again, Stu. Thank you.
Sure. So first of all, people like Tim Pool are now on YouTube. And of course, they want to grift off of the success of this some odd 20 million viewed documentary that clearly shows we have a depopulation agenda happening here. But specifically, what Poole is saying is, look, these white fibrous clots, which they are falsely referring to as blood clots — we don't believe that these are blood clots — but he says that these, in fact, are not caused by these heart attack shots, but instead that they are caused by the virus, the respiratory virus, COVID-19. To Tim Poole and others that say that COVID or SARS-CoV-2 is the cause of these white fibrous clots, you say what?
SARS-CoV-2, the monkey virus, and it's a retrovirus, part HIV, part XMRV, part SARS, mouse leukemia virus. That virus, you know, did not ever cause COVID. It drove a fear towards the shots, which were humanized. They took the base pairs that were most critical, the nucleotides, that were causing the autoimmune attacks, and they weaponized them to humanize them and escape the immune system. They memorialized this all in the literature. The shots absolutely caused the clots, and we can prove it with a PCR that shows it never was SARS-CoV-2, and it always was the shots. They made them to transmit. That's the CT scan that caused the cut glass appearance. You don't see that on blood clots. You see that on fibrous, on cysts, on tumors. I did 22 years at the National Cancer Institute and then 20 more years in industry doing cancer drug and immunotherapy development to show exactly this. Can prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. It is and always was the shots causing these fibers, causing these heart attacks. As Dr. Peter McCullough said on the High Wire a few weeks ago, they have a susceptibility gene called SCN5A. Oh, well, that's a channel that with sodium chloride in and out of cells. That's ions, precipitates, calcium precipitates outside the cell is a very bad thing. We've known it all along for 40 years of looking at retroviruses. SARS-CoV-2 is not a coronavirus. It's a retrovirus, as is the shot, a synthetic bioweapon. It's not messenger RNA from an animal. It's synthetic RNA. You can't even call it mRNA. It's not of God. It's not natural. That's what Karen Kingston's been saying. It's not mRNA. Stop calling them mRNA vaccines because they aren't mRNA vaccines. That's what the polio shots are. That's what all the other shots they've injected, monkey, mouse, and manufactured, XMRV, foreign monkey, mouse, manufactured, cancer-causing agents and components in every single shot. You exploded it with those humanized bioweapons they called COVID.
Wow. So scientifically speaking, you're the expert, I'm not. So in lay terms, what this platform, this program has come to the conclusion is that this obviously was a man-made weapon of mass destruction. This was a bioweapon. This was world governments openly declaring war on their citizens around the world. This was intentionally released from a bioweapons laboratory known as the Wuhan Institute of Virology, carefully overseen and monitored by our CIA, our Pentagon, taxpayer-funded gain-of-function research, which is otherwise illegal, and then put into the masses. So is that, A, is that accurate? And B, how would you describe that? How could you confirm that in more expert terms, I guess, if you will?
Well, that's absolutely accurate. With a 2011 publication from Shaixing Li and the Journal of Virology, it was submitted October 31st of 2011, published in January of 2012, and it shows you absolutely every one of the sequences in bat feces in a cave in China, including the synthetic XMRV infectious molecular clone called VP62. How did a clone come out of the labs of the Cleveland Clinic, Harvard, around the world in a stock solution, not released, shipped around the world and contaminating flu vaccines, contaminating and synergizing with the aluminum and the toxins in Prevnar to cripple the immune system. I can describe it with the science we described in our books, and they published the papers and showed them us exactly what they're doing. Every single one of the sequences, I mean, from monkeypox, beta retroviruses, parvo, dog viruses, bird viruses, every one of them. And they've been in these shots since 2000, since a long time, since all liability was removed. A 2017 Gotti paper, which we used in vaccine court for 3 years, but before the corrupt vaccine court kicked us out, said there was no such thing as a cytokine storm. That electron micrograph and metal analysis showed you the Hydra, showed you everything in all the shots. It's not just the COVID shot, and they knew it. So they fabricated this lie and sent us and mandated us worldwide. They published it. They told us. They weaponized it. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, we have proof.
We can understand why Forbes would try to do a hit piece on Died Suddenly. We can understand why Tim Pool would try to create confusion around this film.
We can understand why MedPage Today would be talking, you know, negatively about this film. Dr. Malone is also coming out, and he called this film, quote, typical Stu Peters trash. Why do you think that is? I mean, how can we deny what we're seeing right before our eyes? If they're showing us the XMRV, if they're showing us the Hydra, if they're showing us the cancer-causing agents inside of these shots, certainly the man who wants to be credited with the invention of the mRNA technology that's being supposedly used to deliver these shots, certainly he would be smart enough or qualified enough or experienced enough to know that what we said in the film is true. Why would somebody like Dr. Malone be teaming up with people like Forbes and the deep state Bloomberg to try to discredit a film like Died Suddenly?
You know, that's the question I really struggle to answer, because the first time I met Robert Malone was October 9th, and I sat with him in his home. And the only thing I can say about that is he had no idea what an XMRV was. And I said, you have no idea who I am and what this was. So the media, the Fauci, the cult of scientism, Science the Journal, they so canceled and erased the discovery. It went over Good Morning America on the bottom tape in 2011 and 12, right in this time frame that the Bat Cave research was going on. Over the bottom, XMRV, all a hoax. We caught that bad, and it turned out to be Dr. Judy Mikovits, arrested, jailed, held there. I honestly believe Dr. Malone, it has absolutely no idea. I sent him our book, Ending Plague. I said, didn't you see the movie Plandemic? He said, yeah. And then I rewatched Plandemic with me in it, and I only talked about gain of function HIV. Because remember, Tony Fauci did this and contaminated the blood supply all the way with HIV. It never was LAV, lymphadenopathy virus, the natural virus. Remember, we can't patent natural viruses. So I honestly think he didn't know, and he's being misled, and he's traumatized. He's in many of the scientific community, when they realize their work's been used for evil, good people just cannot fathom this level of evil. And I know, because it's taken me 12 years to get over it.
So Dr. Ryan Cole, a pathologist, is talking about the explosion in cancer, as well as you have been particularly focused on what you say is a surge of cancer cases stemming from the vaccines. I want you to speak a little bit more to that, because we didn't dive too deeply into the cancer rates in Died Suddenly. How is this going to explode? And have we even seen the tip of the spear when it comes to the death that we're going to see as a result of these shots?
Yeah, not even the tip of the spear, because again, murine leukemia virus, XMRV, xenotropic, foreign xeno, mouse leukemia virus causing the XMRVs, the injection alone, the spike, the envelope, was shown in a 2013 paper where Gary Owens, a cardiologist at UVA, was the last author. This was covered up. He validated our work of the XMRVs, but then showed them in cardiovascular disease. Called it XMRV2. The John Coffin, the watchdogs of the industry, the grand, the Faucis, they said, you can't call it that. You're not a virologist. And then they slammed it. Nobel laureate Harvey Alter slammed his work. You didn't replicate that. Oh, she couldn't replicate. So the XMRVs, syncytin, is a cancer-causing peptide. I said it on the High Wire that aired August 8th, 2021. I said, I was sitting there crying as 2 weeks later, they murdered my daughter-in-law, refusing her ivermectin for cancer, for colon cancer, throw a blowtorch on a cancer by injecting it. She was in remission, her number zero, 2 months earlier, started coughing in hospitals where they forced them in masks, in hospitals where everybody's injected, the mandated personnel, nosocomial spread. Those doctors and nurses were shedding and spreading a bioweapon engineered to go through the air and attack their lungs can cause cancer. They were denied ivermectin, a fabulous anti-cancer, denied vitamin C, denied food, denied anything, only poison with more chemotherapy. They're causing the cancer to cover their to cover it up and remove their own liability. They're liable for this. They're murdering people, calling it cancer, murdering people who take the ivermectin and not the shots, and calling it COVID. And we do have proof. And those autopsies are gold. Ryan Cole is a fabulous doctor, pathologist. He appreciates the molecular mechanisms. And when we all show this and have the courage to stand up, when we use terms like garbage or attack, you know, don't discuss people or event, show the data, discuss ideas. We have the cures. And I begged, I literally was crying at the end of that August 8 show, because I said, the people are calling me Judy, Judy, cancer, cancer, cancer. That's what I did for a living for 40 years, is stop cancer, alpha interferon, all the things we knew would stop cancer were denied these patients, just like the AIDS paid, the gays were stopped from getting the medicine they needed by Tony Fauci. So this is premeditated murder of 50 million Americans that they injected with disease-causing entities, and now they don't want to pay for it, and they don't, they certainly can't admit it. So cremate them all, deny autopsies, and call it COVID, a monkey virus that was in our population since 2004 in every polio vaccine. And only the vulnerable blacks, gays, IV drug users got sick from those vaccines. And they know it. And this is the goal. You know, it makes me cry to think we could have saved my daughter-in-law, and they denied her that medicine. And if she took that medicine, they would have said she committed suicide. So she had to, I talked to her in her last days, and she had to do it. She had to sacrifice herself for her children, because they would have taken their mother and their home and every penny they ever made. It's disgusting and pure evil, and it has to end.
We're in the middle of a Holocaust.
Yes.
And this time the genocide was televised.
Correct.
We call it a depopulation agenda. I've said on this program that it has always been about transhumanism and depopulation. People, even people close to me, even people who support the film, even people who are totally red-pilled when it comes to a gain-of-function, chimerically engineered weapon of mass destruction and open biowarfare, the declaration of war, of world governments on their people, even people who agree with me with all of that say that I should back off of the depopulation agenda, that this is not about depopulation. I'm not going to back off of that. I certainly think it's about depopulation. Millions of people worldwide are dropping dead. If it's not depopulation, what is it? You also say that it's depopulation. In a couple of minutes, explain your thoughts.
Yeah. Syncytin is the fusogenic, fuse Velcro that holds the fertilized embryo into the uterine cell wall. Jim Thorpe, again, he showed it on Highwire. The nurse Michelle, who came out as a whistleblower, what she's seeing in OBGYN here in California in these hospitals. Yes, people, these babies are being born prematurely dead. Stillbirths, they called it, you know, abortions, sterilization. We've been able to reverse all of these things. And that's the one message. Your film is brilliant. It's sobering. It will wake people up, as Plandemic did, Plandemic indoctrination, the film of the real Anthony Fauci. Books are tough, but films make a difference. And yes, they're absolutely sterilizing. When we see, you know, Jim Thorpe and the whistleblower, Nurse Michelle, we see it. People see it in hospitals. You can't cover it up anymore. And I'm just grateful you sounded the alarm. It's clear as day.
I can't imagine being somebody like Tim Pool. I can't imagine being one of the writers over at MedPage Today or over at Forbes and writing to try to discredit the thing that is killing our kids.
Yeah, that's beyond comprehension.
Live with that. Dr. Judy Mikovits, you're a hero, and you've sacrificed all of it and still yet today put it all on the line for humanity. Thank you. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it. All right. That woman is a hero. Dr. Mikovits is constantly in my family's prayers, and I hope that she will be in yours as well. She continues to lay down on a sword despite losing everything close to her and still fight for your kids and for humanity. She is heaven sent from God, an angel, truly. All right, I know that you won't mind me taking a minute to talk about ways that you can make yourself better. How about the light switch for your brain, the on switch, nootropics brain supplements brought to you by Nootopia.com. Go to Nootopia.com/stew. My favorite, as I have said here on the program before, is Focused Savagery. I don't know what it does, but it's incredible. These are 100% safe, non-addictive, 100% legal brain supplements that actually build your IQ. They actually promote the growth of brain cells so that this is like a permanent, long-lasting, better you. Do the research for yourself. Plus, College Genius is back on the shelves. We ran them out of College Genius. You know about mushroom extract and collagen, how great it is for your overall cognitive mental performance. Go there, get your nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia.com/stew. Again, Nootopia.com/stew.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch out quickly. Machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STEW for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Anybody minimizing the death caused by these shots? Particularly young and healthy people, kids. Anybody trying to cause confusion or distract away from what the actual cause of death is for millions of people around the world, including kids, tells you everything that you need to know about that person. We're out of time for today. Same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, God bless.